Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Ciao a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian.
Welcome to the Coffee Break Italian Show. Io sono Francesca.
E io sono Mark. Come stai, Francesca?
Bene, grazie. Tu?
Benissimo, grazie.
In these weekly episodes, we are here to help you building your confidence in Italian, developing your vocabulary, your awareness of the language, and also interesting structures. Basically, everything surrounding our beautiful Italian language.
Now, if you are watching our video version, then you can subscribe to our channel on YouTube. And if you're listening to the podcast feed, then make sure you subscribe to the podcast feed. Allora, Francesca, cos'è l'argomento di oggi?
Oggi parliamo di un argomento legato alla fonetica italiana.
So, pronunciation topic
sì,
here.
We're looking sì, sì.
At...
Well, we are looking at how to pronounce GLI in Italian.
You know, it's one of the questions that we get most often here at Coffee Break Italian. How do you pronounce this GLI sound? And after today's lesson, you'll know exactly how to do that.
Sì, è vero. Allora dai, cominciamo, Mark.
So, Francesca, we need to hear this. In some contexts, GLI.
Sì, sì. Well, I'm sure a lot of our listeners are already familiar with the definite article gli.
Gli, yeah. Uh-huh.
Which is the sound which we are going to discuss in today's episode.
Exactly. And it's probably the hardest Italian sound to pronounce. Sì. Italian pronunciation generally isn't too complicated. But when it comes to gli, it is a little more challenging.
That's true, Mark, because it's a sound that it's not very common across the languages, so it always requires a little bit of, let's say, gymnastics in a way.
Tongue gymnastics.
Esatto, esatto. And this is the sound that we find in common words like figlio, scoglio, maniglia. I'm thinking of... tagliatelle.
Oh, mamma mia, tagliatelle. Probably one of the most badly pronounced words out with Italian
sì,
learners.
Sì,
tagliatelle.
Sì. Esatto.
Yeah, you mentioned those words there, so just let's make sure we know what they mean. So figlio, son. Or,
son, sì.
Scoglio is a cliff.
Sì, a right. Cliff, a rock. When you go to the seaside, mm-hmm. you can jump from yeah. the scogli. Oh. Careful, though.
Indeed. Maniglia is the handle.
Sì, mm-hmm. sì, la maniglia della porta.
And
sì.
then tagliatelle, obviously a type of pasta.
Esatto, sì, sì, sì.
Okay, so I think there's probably a technique that we can use. If you find this gli sound difficult to pronounce, we're going to talk you through the technique, and as you're listening or watching, try to do this sì. With your tongue as you're doing it.
Esatto, it's a good way to practice this sound.
Do you want to lead off in this, Francesca?
Sì, I would say probably the first thing that we can do instead of jumping directly into the sound gli, let's take a step back and let's think of the sound, the closest sound, which mm-hmm. is the sound L.
L, so L. A kind of L sound.
L. So if you pronounce the sound L, just be conscious, aware of what is happening in your mouth and with your tongue. Mm-hmm. And if you do like L, you can probably see that your tongue is going up mm-hmm. towards the palate with the tip of the tongue pointing a little bit up towards the teeth.
Yeah, so if you imagine the kind of picture of where your tongue is going in your mouth, it is just heading up, as Francesca said, just behind the front teeth
sì.
And touching the sort of front of the palate.
Esatto. We can say simple words like filo.
Filo, so filo, un filo is a thread.
Thread, filo. Or pala.
Pala, spade.
Sì, shovel, yeah. spade, mm-hmm. sì.
So
sì.
These are just L sounds. These are not the L sounds. This is just an L sound. And when we think about when we talk, our tongue does things that we don't even know.
Sì, we're not usually aware.
So it's important, especially when we're thinking about pronunciation, to try to train your mind into seeing what's actually happening with your tongue. So for a sound, we're putting the tongue behind our teeth
sì.
And just at the front of the palate.
Esatto, esatto.
But what happens for gli?
Let's say that we lead on that movement, but imagine your tongue spreading mm-hmm. across the palate, so taking more space, taking yeah. up more space, and pointing a little bit more forward.
Okay, so your whole tongue then begins to sort of, as Francesca said, take over the top of the palate,
sì.
And you can push the main body of your tongue towards the top of your mouth,
sì.
And put the tip of your tongue just a little bit further forward.
And spreading the tongue. So,
so we get?
So from a L, we get a Y.
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 There's a little bit of breath that comes through there as well.
Sì.
That changes from place to place, I think.
Sì, sì, sì. But maybe you can feel a little bit of breath mm-hmm. coming from out from the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could we practice this?
Yeah, let's practice the switch from L to L. L, Y.
L, Y.
Aha, L, Y.
L, Y.
Molto bene, bravissimo. And I hope you're doing the same aloud.
Absolutely, yeah. Even if you're listening to this on a crowded train, we want you to be saying this, L, Y.
Sì, sì, you can inspire the others.
Absolutely.
So in this way.
Tell them to learn with Coffee Break Italian.
Sì, and maybe if you smile, that also helps. Yeah. Y,
yes.
Y.
Yeah.
Sì,
sì. I've just got this image of lots of people on trains going, smiling away to themselves.
And the others doing. Okay, so let's put this sound into some words just containing the sound gli, mm-hmm. so G-L-I.
Yeah.
Ad esempio, figli.
Figli.
Children's, yeah. children, sorry, or mm-hmm. sons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mogli.
Mogli. Mogli. Again, we're hearing that little breath sound coming down the side of our tongue. Mogli.
And scogli.
Scogli. So that would be waves and cliffs or rocks.
Sì, sì, okay. sì, esatto, perfetto. We can also add an additional vowel mm-hmm. after the sound gli mm-hmm. and have words like, for example, figlio.
Let's say it first of all, figlio, so son.
Sì.
But this is really important here that we're seeing that although it's spelled G-L-I-O,
mm-hmm.
We're not saying figlio.
No, no.
It's figlio.
Esatto, esatto. It's really important to remember that the letter I in that case is there more for phonetic reasons to tell you that it's not figlo. So it's not really a letter that you want to emphasize when you pronounce, but it's only there for spelling reasons.
Another word that comes to mind is a lovely word for rabbit, coniglio.
Ah sì, una bella parola, coniglio, molto bene.
Coniglio,
perfetto.
Okay.
E poi di nuovo il plurale, il singolare, abbiamo visto mogli, adesso il singolare, moglie.
Moglie.
E poi foglie.
Leaves.
Leaves, sì.
Foglie.
Molto bene. E come si dice tablecloth?
Ah, una tovaglia.
Tovaglia, bravissimo. Uh-huh. E una parola ancora, when you fancy something, ad esempio, di un gelato.
Anch'io, voglia.
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 Voglia, bravissimo.
So each time we're hearing that ll sound, and it's this ll sound in your mouth, you can, I always feel that you can really feel that ll in your mouth.
Sì. And you can tell the difference because, for example, we have seen the word figli, children or sons, and it's different from fili.
Of course, yes. So we've got fili, just with an L, a single L, meaning threads.
Sì.
And then we've got figli, gli, that gli sound. Then that means children or sons.
Esatto. And I'm also thinking about the word scogli.
Mm-hmm. So the rocks or cliffs.
Sì. And the verb scoli, as in tu scoli la pasta.
Right, so that's drain, to drain,
drain
the pasta.
Scolare,
yeah.
Sì.
Okay, so scoli, and there's just an L in there, scoli versus scogli.
Sì, so this is to show that there are two different, rather different sounds, which also affect the meaning of the words.
Esatto. Ho una domanda, Francesca.
Sì.
Obviously, I know gli, the
sì.
definite article gli, but I can't think of any other words where G-L-I starts the word.
It's not very common, but if we have a G-L-I syllable at the start of a word, that's actually a gli.
Ah, right.
Sound.
Okay. So can you give me an example of that?
Sì, ad esempio, glicine.
You'll need to help me here. That's a new word for me.
I think in English is wisteria.
Ah, wisteria, the plant,
sì,
the tree.
Sì, sì,
ah,
sì,
oh,
sì.
We've got one in our back garden. It's very nice.
So glicine, it's not glicine. And if you think it would be quite difficult to say glicine with the gli sound at the start. Sì. Oh, un altro esempio è glissare.
Glissare, cosa vuol dire?
Significa, I think in English, to skirt or to move forward when you don't really want to spend time
talking about
something and you want to move on.
Let's move on.
Sì, possiamo glissare su questo argomento.
Okay,
sì,
ho capito.
So it's not glissare, but glissare with a hard gl sound.
So that's when G-L-I begins the word and it's not gli.
Esatto, sì.
Okay. I'm looking at my notes here, and there is another aspect of GL that we have to recognize, and that's the fact that very often we see GL in other words, like inglese.
Sì, sì.
And that's just a normal G, L.
Esatto, sì. If there is no letter I, then it's pronounced as a hard sound.
So inglese.
Inglese, sì, sì. Or gladiatore.
Gladiator, yes.
glutine.
So gluten?
Gluten, Globo.
Is that a balloon?
Sì, or the globe as in the world.
Okay.
Sì, so it's not globo. Something that I cannot even say. So it's a gl sound. Sì.
Okay. Now, I remember when we were recording some other Coffee Break Italian content and we were joined by Silvia.
Ah, sì.
And Silvia had a different pronunciation of gli.
È vero, Mark, you remember very well. Silvia was from the beautiful region of Le Marche in the center of Italy. And as it happens in Italy very often, we can change a little bit our pronunciation depending on where we come from in Italy. And Silvia had a specific feature of Le Marche when it comes to pronouncing the Y sound, which is pronounced as Y instead.
So she would have said Figlio.
Figlio, sì,
or,
sì.
Familia.
Familia, yeah. Sí.
That's nice, but and perhaps slightly easier to pronounce than figlio and
sí,
familia.
Sí.
Of course, as with so many things, when you're a learner, native speakers know you're a learner, and it doesn't really matter if you don't get this sound perfectly, because most often than not, the context will help you
sí,
know what you're talking
sí,
about.
Sí. But it's good to be aware of this variation. And if you go to Rome as well, mm-hmm. you could hear figlio, and in some parts of the south of Italy as well. So it's interesting.
Perfetto. We hope that you have enjoyed this lesson. And if you'd like to see the examples that we've included in the show written down, then you can see our blog post, which includes all the details that you need. And the link for that is in the description.
Sì, and if you would like to more help with your Italian, then you can subscribe to regular free email lessons.
We offer lots of different types of lessons, some focusing on pronunciation, some on vocabulary, some on grammar. All sorts of different lessons, and these arrive in your inbox, and you don't need to do anything else. You can simply enjoy your Italian lesson from your inbox on a regular basis.
Sì, just visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian.
We will be back next week. In the meantime, you can look out for that next mini lesson in your inbox if you've subscribed. But for now, è tutto. È tutto per oggi.
Sì, sì, grazie mille. Come sempre, happy coffee breaking.
Ciao, ciao.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radio Lingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radio Lingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radio Lingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.